Judge Sullivan had to walk a careful line in making his decision about how to handle the jury problems today. Cliff Groh is an Alaskan with 30 years' experience both as a criminal defense lawyer and as a prosecutor. He's been covering the trial and is blogging about it at AlaskaCorruptionBlogspot.com. I caught up with him a few minutes ago and asked what other options the judge had to consider other than admonishing the jury and sending it back to work.
Things that the judge considered and has so far not done are interviewing the foreman, the man, actually. It's, I think, in private life, a drug rehabilitation counselor who's the foreman of the jury, and interviewing him in court about, you know, his concerns. The judge is particularly concerned about the violent outbursts, although as an appeal point, a point on appeal, the not following laws and rules was a particular problem as well, lawyers in the courtroom recognized. The judge also discussed the possibility of interviewing the juror whose conduct has been questioned, and so far he hasn't done that either. And then finally, the prosecution raised the possibility of dismissal of the juror and bringing back one of the four alternates to continue deliberations. There are 16 jurors who sat through the entire trial, and just yesterday four were released, and the judge told them, Hey, you're off the case for right now, but I understand you could be brought back. So still don't listen to any media reports, don't listen to the radio or watch TV or read any accounts or talk to the case with anyone.
What sort of problems would there be with that?
Well, one possible concern is, despite all the judges' warnings and admonishments, it's harder as a practical human matter for someone to told that they're no longer on the jury, but they might get called back, for them not to actually get tainted, right? Talk to somebody, their friends or family members, and hear what friends or family members told them about the media coverage, or even, frankly, read newspapers or listen to the radio or watch TV, because they don't really think they'll be called back. So there's that possibility of taint, even despite the warnings or admonishment. And then finally, there's a big concern that would be raised about the outcome and the process of having 11 jurors essentially fire a 12th. And because that if there was a conviction of Senator Stevens, his defense team would certainly argue on appeal that, hey, you know, that was the juror that acquitted Senator Stevens, right? And really what happened is that 11 jurors imposed their views of the evidence or their views of what the ultimate outcome of the trial should be on a 12th. And that's, you know, terribly and grossly unfair. So that's a very tricky thing to think about as well. And then, of course, if there was a dismissal of a jury, I wonder. I've heard in give cases where both sides agree to have the remaining 11 make a decision, but that can, you know, there's some issues there, legal issues there as well.
Let me ask you this: you've got two sets of lawyers on one set on each side watching this unfold. What are they thinking, and how are they playing this?
In terms of the kinds of considerations they're thinking about, the prosecution very much wants a verdict. Obviously, they want a verdict of guilty on one or more counts. The defense lawyers very much want anything else, anything but a conviction is a big victory for them. And this is where, frankly, the interests of Senator Stevens and his lawyers somewhat diverge, or the lawyers would not admit it. The defense attorneys would be ecstatic over hung jury. I also think and understand the defense attorneys are often very happy and internally gleeful about each sort of difficult decision the judge has to make, because if Senator Stevens was convicted, that various decisions that the judges made can be grounds for appeal and appellate points. And I'll tell you that's not what Senator Stevens wants, because you can only have an appeal in a criminal case if the defendant gets convicted. And any conviction has got to be very bad news for him, even if it were reversed a year or 2 years later.
All right, Cliff, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
I hope I've helped, Duncan, and all the best, and thanks a lot.